We also just have five quick points to Article 6 that we wanted to share with colleagues. On 27, we are of the same opinion as others that we should have a factual text here. In fact, we think that the factual reference to the application of Article 6 could even be shorter than both of the options that we are having here on the table. And we also note that the first Iranian proposal probably also refers to Article 27. So if we go into a mix here, we could have even shorter factual reference to the first application, which would be a logical step from the previous Article 27, which noted that there has not been it has not been invoked. Then going to the other proposals at the end, the proposal 31 bis on the multipurpose biomedical rapid reaction units. Here we also think that this should be something that could be included under Article 7 on a possible database, or that was already decided upon by previous review conference that we should have one, or even Article 10. Obviously, this is a very welcome proposal to support other states, and a standalone mechanism as such would, of course, be extremely difficult to set up and also very expensive. Then on 31 ter, we think that if we elaborate on Article 6 and how it should be implemented, or on procedures, we should follow our previous practice, and this would of course be develop common understandings in the framework of a review conference, so what we are doing right now. And we just note that invitations to the Security Council, what it could do in case of an invocation of Article 6, is covered in para 29 by previous review conferences, and also what is kind of our procedure is somehow governed in para 30. As mentioned previously, I mean, what we could do is be a little bit more clear what should happen if a state's party invokes Article 6 and informs the Security Council, what should happen on our side, if there should be any notification to other state parties or not. And this is not sufficiently clear currently at para 30, but this is just a suggestion at this point. Then coming to the proposals on the other page, the Iranian proposals 2, 3 and 4, we believe that the independent and impartial mechanism already exists in the form of the UNSGM, which we fully support, and which is indeed an impartial mechanism that needs our supports outside of the BWC, but also from the BWC as a whole. And here we just also follow the argumentation that was brought forward by the Swiss delegation, that we in the past, more specifically at the sixth review conference, have already expressed our endorsement, or more or less our note. We noted that the Secretary General's investigation mechanism exists. And this is, in our view, an endorsement of this mechanism, and thereby we should not criticize it again, as it is done in the Iranian Proposal 4. And also, it's not definitely not our national position to spray any doubts into the world about the UNSGM. And we support the, which is very much related to this, we support the second proposal by the Philippines. Thank you.